Thank you all for coming. I'd like to say a special thanks this morning, this afternoon, not only to Jeff, but to Kathy Crocker and the entire staff of the CLSC for your wonderful work in putting this event together. I'd also like to thank Nancy Rose at the program office and her staff for their very dedicated work in making the arrangements for me to come here today. I feel especially honored and humbled to be a speaker here at the Chautauqua Institution because of the profound influence which the institution has had on the intellectual and spiritual development of this country. When I began research on my novel, it seemed as if everywhere I turned, I found references to the Chautauqua Reading Circles and other institution programs. And I began to realize the crucial role that this organization has played in bringing knowledge and intellectual debate to people who often would have had no access to them otherwise. The Chautauqua Institution awakened people's minds to ideals and spiritual comfort and provocative discourse which transformed their lives. And so I'd like to begin this afternoon by paying tribute to the extraordinary tradition that continues here, in spite of the internet, in spite of cell phones, and in spite of every other onslaught of the modern world. This is still a place where people can come together to try to reach for the essence of the human spirit. I'm very grateful to be here. City of Light takes place in much the same era as that which fostered the Chautauqua movement. As I worked on the novel, I tried to the best of my ability to make the book true to that time in history, to make certain that the way the characters reacted to the challenges they faced in their lives was the way that people would have reacted in 1901, not in 2001. Some readers have